Let's talk about the story that got 277 points and 110 comments on HN. The piece from IO Fund, titled NVIDIA, CoreWeave, and Nebius, Inside the Circular Financing of the GPU Boom. Because I think this is one of the more important business stories we've covered in recent months, and it's not getting the mainstream financial press attention it deserves.
Walk us through the structure before we analyze it.
The core claim in the piece is that several major players in the AI compute ecosystem are engaged in financing arrangements that create circular dependencies. Here's the pattern as described. NVIDIA sells GPUs to CoreWeave on credit or through financing arrangements. CoreWeave uses those GPUs to provide compute services to AI companies, many of which are backed by venture capital from funds that also have exposure to NVIDIA's stock. The GPU assets on CoreWeave's balance sheet then serve as collateral for additional debt financing, which is used to purchase more NVIDIA GPUs. The cycle repeats.
Nebius, the AI cloud infrastructure company that was formerly Yandex's international business, is involved in a similar pattern. They're heavily GPU financed, building out infrastructure on debt collateralized by depreciating hardware, serving customers who are themselves burning venture capital.
What the IO Fund piece argues is that this creates a structure where NVIDIA's revenue growth is partially self-reinforcing in a way that doesn't reflect genuine organic end-user demand. A significant portion of the GPU demand is being driven by cloud infrastructure companies that are themselves leveraged. And if the venture funding that's sustaining the AI model training and inference market slows down, there's a potential cascade.
The HN commenters are divided on how alarming to find this. The bears point to historical precedent in fiber optic build-out of the late 1990s. Telecoms borrowed heavily to build capacity. That capacity was then used to justify further borrowing. And when actual traffic growth didn't match the projections, the whole thing unwound dramatically. WorldCom's fraud was partly concealing that problem.
The bulls argue that the comparison is inexact because GPU compute, unlike fiber capacity, is being actively consumed. The utilization rates on these clusters are real. The models being trained are producing real revenue for real end users, not just projected future traffic. The debt is against depreciating hardware assets, yes, but the assets are generating cash while they depreciate.
I think both sides are underspecifying something important, which is the role of the venture capital cycle in sustaining demand. A lot of AI startups are spending heavily on compute. Their GPU bills represent a significant fraction of their operating costs. That spending is sustained by venture dollars. If the fundraising environment tightens significantly, those startups cut their compute spend before they cut headcount. That's a demand shock to CoreWeave and Nebius that doesn't require any fraud or conspiracy, just a normal tightening of risk capital.
And this is where I want to do our what if we're wrong examination. Because the episode's most confident technical claim seems to be the structural critique embedded in the IO Fund piece. The assertion that circular financing creates fragility that looks more dangerous than it is. The HN consensus in the comments seems to lean toward this is a real risk that's being underpriced. But let's stress test that.
What would need to be true for the bullish case to be correct, for the circular financing concern to be significantly overstated?
First, the strongest version of the bull argument. GPU compute is not like dark fiber in 2000 because there's genuine, durable, growing demand from enterprises that are not venture funded. The HN discussion notes that companies like JP Morgan, Walmart, and major pharmaceutical firms are building AI infrastructure using internal capital, not venture money. If the enterprise demand base is large enough and growing fast enough, it can absorb the shock of a venture funding slowdown without causing a cascade.
Second, the debt structure might be more resilient than it looks. CoreWeave's lenders are not naive. They've structured debt with covenants that account for GPU depreciation schedules and customer concentration risk. If the credit structures are sound, the circular financing is concerning but not catastrophic in the way fiber was, where the assets literally had no value without traffic.
Third, NVIDIA's margins and cash generation are substantial enough that even a significant pullback in hyperscaler GPU purchases wouldn't threaten the company existentially. It would hurt. But NVIDIA has enough balance sheet strength to survive a downturn in a way that highly leveraged infrastructure players cannot. So the contagion risk from CoreWeave to NVIDIA is probably lower than the IO fund piece implies.
Those are real arguments. Here's what I'd push back on. The claim that enterprise demand is large enough to be a genuine floor is not yet supported by disclosed revenue figures from these infrastructure providers at sufficient granularity. We don't actually know what fraction of CoreWeave's contracts are with venture-backed AI startups versus enterprises with independent capital. The mix matters enormously.
The if-we're-wrong signal to watch is CoreWeave's and Nebius's contract renewal rates over the next 2 quarters. If you see renewal rates drop below 60% or see materially shortened contract durations, that suggests customers are losing confidence in their own ability to sustain demand, which is the early warning sign of the circular demand problem becoming real. Conversely, if renewal rates hold strong and you start seeing new enterprise logos in their customer lists, that's evidence the demand base is broadening in the way the bulls claim.
Also worth watching, NVIDIA's next earnings call for geographic and customer type breakdowns of data center revenue. If hyperscaler CapEx is leveling off while pure play AI cloud provider revenue is growing, that pattern tells you something about where in the stack the circular financing risk is concentrating.